Welcome to the Bearcats Insider, brought to you by Truro Mazda. I'm James Faulkner, and joining me is the coach of the Truro Bearcats, Sean Evans. And a coach, last week, a tough task as always with three games and three nights. Came away with two wins, started off with a 4-1 victory at home against Fredericton, then a 6-3 loss against Valley in Berwick, and then a road win against the Pictou County Wheat Crushers, 7-4. What were your overall thoughts on those three games?
Actually, James, you're pretty sharp, but to correct you, it was three wins in four games, because we did have four last week. So overall, not complaining with the result. You know what? Minus Fredericton, getting to see all the teams in our division. What I'm learning about our team, which is all that matters to me, is in our two losses, we have completely lost our composure and took way too many penalties. That was certainly against Valley, and you know, they played a high-tempoed, high-emotional game, and our defensive effort was not good in that game. And as I said, lost composure, took too many penalties. Cleaned that area up the next night in Pictou, and obviously liked the result. What I'm learning is that when we can stick to the game plan, and I've used the word now quite a few times, composure, and keep our composure and keep it simple and play north and south hockey, we're not bad out there.
Yeah, and the fourth game we're talking about, the 4-1 win over Amherst last Monday. But speaking of composure and penalties, how much does the start of the game enter into that? I'm just thinking of the Valley game where they really kind of jumped on you quick with three goals. Compare that to what happened against the Crushers where, you know, really kind of dominated that first period of play.
We've kind of swung both ways in that early in the season. We've had good starts in the first period, and we've had not good starts. I've said it many times, but there's many lessons for your team to learn at the start of the season. Composure, discipline, but, you know, it's the old saying, it takes 60 minutes to win a game, it doesn't take 60 to lose it. Did we lose it in Valley in the first period? Well, technically we tied the game in the second.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to play catch-up. Basically, we won the game against Fredericton in the first period, so you're bang on. That first period seems to be large, at least in our world here, early in the season.
You also had 58 shots against Valley, to be fair. I mean, you ran into one heck of a goaltender in Justin Bourque that night.
Well, yeah, but you know what? We could have won that game 7-6, or we could have won that game 3-0. Our defensive play, they scored off the rush, and credit to them. You know, when you get 3-on-2s or 2-on-1s, which, you know, I can't deal with, they executed them perfectly. So I told you, they showed us a lot about what their team is and how we're going to have to play against them in the future if we want to have success. They're coming at you fast off the rush, and as I said, they play with a lot of emotion. That's something for us to learn next time.
All right, so the Bearcats home to the Amherst Ramblers tonight, and then on Sunday, head to Fredericton for a Sunday afternoon game with the Red Wings. Coach, thanks for this, and we'll talk next week.
Oh, by the way, don't forget there, big fella. Go Yankees. I'm right to the bitter end. Thank you, James.
All right, that does it for the Bearcats Insider for this week. For Coach Sean Evans, I'm James Faulkner.